Investors are calling on young talents in Taiwan to start their own businesses on the Chinese mainland at the ongoing 13 Straits Youth Forum. CRI's Luo Yu reports from Xiamen.
At the forum, investors urge more youth in Taiwan to consider the mainland as the ideal place to start their business ventures. Scott Zhang is one of China's best-known angel investors. He explains why the Chinese mainland is a land of opportunity for youngsters in Taiwan.
Honestly, Taiwan might be your focus at the initial stage, yet I hope that you will broaden your mind and embrace the Chinese mainland, because the mainland is a massive market and it will maintain the momentum of rapid economic development in the coming 20 years, though we might see some fine-tuning or adjustments.
However, entrepreneurs have to be aware of the differences in startup culture between the mainland and Taiwan. Dai Zhongying, CE Ventures Managing Partner, is one of those who first invested on the island.
In Taiwan, a lot of entrepreneurs have done a great job in the operations. Even in Asia, due to the limited market size, business owners have to make great strides to optimize their operations, to improve their efficiency, thereby increasing profit margins. In contrast, on the mainland, entrepreneurs lay more emphasis on the pace and scale of their businesses because their projects worth of 1.3 billion potential customers.
A Taiwan college student named Jiang Zhuxiang started his biotechnical company in Fujian a couple of months ago. He maps out the future of his business.
I think there are two things I found very charming on the Chinese mainland. One is a humongous amount of venture capital, and the other is the government support. Now we have held talks with the high-tech zone in Xiamen. In the future, we hope to establish a lab that runs on a daily basis and promote our business idea at the same time.
Lin Yuan, a college girl from Taichung, says the mainland offers more favorable policies for student entrepreneurs.
The business environment for startups is better than that in Taiwan. Besides large capital, universities will provide offices for their students. I've asked a student in Hangzhou, and she said that it's more of a tendency here in the mainland. Offices, water, electricity are all free, and there's startup fund for the project. I think it's very good. In Taiwan, we don't have this policy yet.
The business environment seems captivating for startups, following Premier Li Keqiang's remarks to encourage mass innovation to counter the downward pressure and boost the economy. But Vincent Wan, chairman of Sun Sino Venture Group in Taiwan, says entrepreneurs should be cautious of the challenges ahead.
There's a lot of potential to start their business, but there's still the legal constraints, such as the ICP license, also the joint venture agreement, stuff like that. And also the exit for the IPO market, they are the obstacles that have to be overcome.
This year's forum highlights innovation and creativity among young people across the Straits. More than 60% of the participants come from Taiwan. As an important part of the 7th Straits Forum, the Straits Youth Forum aims to encourage young talents to realize their potential on the broad stage of cross-strait cooperation. For CRI, I'm Luo Yu, reporting in Xiamen.